It's happening, you guys, it's happening! Oh my god! Oh my god! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
How's it going, everybody? Audio Whiplash, Tall Can Audio Podcast Network, Matt and Rob. What's happening, man?
You know, just doing my thing.
Just grooving out a little here.
Honestly, it was making me think of
the sweet anti-flag cover here.
Fellow babies.
What?
Children of the Night. WKRP.
You're
reference.
Listening to the Nightbird.
Yeah. Just, you know what? I've wearing a white t-shirt today.
Mm-hmm.
Poor idea, right? I think I was telling you in the green room, taking down a couple of lasagnas, right?
Yeah.
And really, you know what the thing is? Cooking, I think, has become a bit of a passion.
Become.
Yeah. Well,
I think the average listener would have thought that perhaps for a while that had been a passion.
But it's sort of come to me a bit that I'm like, this is the thing that I like to do.
Right.
Last night I made an outstanding, and I'm speaking for everybody
Try
else.
Trying to dislocate your shoulder.
Everybody's slapping myself in the back. Way to go. A Nan pizza.
Okay.
And now I know you and I have differing tastes.
Boy, howdy.
as somebody with a significant other who's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I try and cook big boy vegetarian.
Yep.
So to me it's got to be
beefy mushrooms and
beans, you have to find flavors, right?
Yeah, of course.
To me, that's the key in terms of cooking. And I don't cook strictly but the Nan pizza, honestly, so you thinly slice a potato, right? Mm-hmm. Little olive oil, a little salt and pepper, mm-hmm. You bake that bad boy.
Okay.
Right? So it comes out soft, right? You put it aside, right? You take your Nan, so a slice of Nan bread, little olive oil, put it in the oven. You with me so far?
I'm with you, man.
Okay, you pull it out. So it's now a little crisp. Not too much.
No. But okay. You want to have just a little crack to it. Just
so you
a little.
Take a nice Madras sauce, right? So a curry-based sauce.
Yeah.
You coat the Nan. You put the potato slices on the Nan.
Gives it a little beef. Gives it a little heft.
Right. So a little more Madras sauce now on top of the potato.
Okay.
Right? So now you take... Now, this is where I'm going to lose you, but that's okay. Thinly, and honestly, you got to take the peppers and the onions and you have to julienne them, right? So very thin, long slices.
Okay.
Thinner the better, right? Again, two separate piles. You put them in with a little olive oil, a little salt and pepper. Let them just sort of soak that up, marinate a bit. Thinly sliced mushrooms. Okay. These are raw, all raw. Again, a little salt and pepper, olive oil. You put those on top nice and evenly, spread them out. Okay. On top of that, you ready for this, Matt?
Mm.
Grip the chair right now because you're gonna get blown right off it. Goat cheese.
All right.
Okay. So, but first, the key important for all of you people out there listening, and I know you are saying, but Rob, goat cheese, it's so soft and it gets on my fingers. Yeah, I know, people. I know. Put it in the freezer first. Mm. Super key. Put it in the freezer first. Mm. So when you slice it, it's almost like little ice cubes. You put that on top, and you bake that bad boy for another 8 to 10 minutes at 375. Bam! Gorgeous. I'm telling you right now, that is a hit. Anyway, I don't care if you're a vegetarian or you're an absolute meat eater.
Could I then, throw a couple pepperoni on top or something?
Not pepperoni, man. You're going to ruin it. But you could go with some sausage crumble, steak strips. Sure, okay. Man. Something along those lines. But if you put, a little salt and pepper on top of the goat cheese, the salt kind of acts on the goat cheese. It's fucking gorgeous. I'm telling you right now, anybody out there, I defy you. Try that. I've just walked you through.
I defy you. Step by step. You got it.
I've just held your hand through that whole process. You trot that out. Cut them in quarters. Cut them in eighths. Serve them as an app. Honestly, you're a champ. So anyways, back to the beginning. I know I have
what was that again?
Lasagna. So today I'm working on lasagnas. And of course, because we're having people over and being, as I said, living in a house that's, you know, bi-culinary.
Sure.
I'm making a vegetarian one and I'm making a meat one.
Right.
And so when I do the meat one, you're making it super fat boy. It's got Italian sausage and ground beef.
A little bit of veggie. Yeah.
But
sure.
You load that bad boy up with cheese. So you got your parm, you got your ricotta, you got your mozzarella, the egg in there, and you're firing it all up. It's fucking gorgeous.
I'm telling
you. Bam, gorgeous. And the veg is, and honestly, as I'm working the two different sauces, the veg guy is actually heartier in terms of what's in there. And so you start with the onion, you hit it with mushroom, peppers, zucchini, spinach. You let that all sweat off because both mushrooms and zucchini give off a pile of moisture,
right?
Before you hit it with the crushed tomatoes, the tomato sauce, and the tomato paste, right? Little Italian seasoning, little red pepper flakes. Bam, 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 bam. Honestly, man, it's going to be gorgeous.
I'm hitting it again, right?
Excited. I can't stop, and I get excited about it. Really. And again, people, do not chintz. Do not chintz on the cheese. That's what's going to hold that bad boy together. Comes out, and you're looking at it going, look at that. Take a picture. Gorgeous.
Bon appetit.
Anyways, what about you, man? What's happening over there?
Well, you've been teeing it up. Are you going to send us a picture we can put on the Tall Cane Audio Instagram? Can we make that happen?
We'll send you a couple pictures. Yeah. We'll send you the picture of it.
Because you've been talking this up now. People are going to want to know. Right?
Picture of it cooked, picture of the slice, because honestly, and it's the veg guy, right? Because to me, that's the one that's going to say, people are like, look at that. You see the layers, you see it square. It doesn't come off in this slop bullshit kind of. And it's, again, cheese. Do not chintz on the cheese.
Okay. Never.
And if you're going to eat something, honestly, is it heart smart?
Yeah.
Probably not. No. But is it?
Still loaded with cheese, apparently.
Yeah, well, this is it, man. And that's what's going to hold you up tight.
Yes.
It's going to bung you right up, as my mom would say, bung together with honey. Like, mom, nobody says bunged in a good way, right?
I saw your mother this week.
Yes.
Always a delight.
She's a gem, eh? Is
took
she not?
Took everything I had, not to mention the car door incident that you brought up on this show last time.
Oh, yes. Mom getting the door slammed on her head.
I'd never heard that story before.
Okay. Well, see,
and she left me at least two, if I recall, perfect openings to bring it up for her. So I let him go, man. I took a couple of pitches.
Well, and my mother is, and you can attest to this, right? She's had three boys, only three boys.
Yeah.
And all three different, somewhat similar. You've had Jeff on this show.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you got to go back to whatever it is.
No, we have. Just search Jeff Christie on tallcanaudio.com.
And it'll give you a glimpse into my mother's.
And we still badly need to have Scott on this show.
Scott would be great.
That needs to happen.
He's gorgeous too. But very different.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, very different than the two older brothers.
For sure.
But yeah, mom has, so my son, who's now coming up on, he'll be 18 on his next birthday.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Sorry about that. he's a ginger. And so my mom, when he was born, thought his hair was just the best thing ever. So she started to, so this is a woman who has seasonally put, you know, some color in her hair.
Right.
That matches the season.
Sure.
But yeah, she loved his, because he's not a flaming redhead. It's more of the Archie Andrews kind softer orange. So she tried to get her hairstylist to match a little patch. So my mom has for years, for 18 now apparently, has tried to match my son's hair color in hers is a patch,
right.
But it always comes out darker. It looks like she's suffered some blunt force trauma to the head, maybe from a car door. I have no idea. So this is where my mind goes when you talk about my mother, and she's turned into this absolute old lady. That's just a peach, a pleasure to be around, but
for sure.
But she's old now.
Yeah.
Well, she's old.
It happens.
Right. It does happen. And she's got three sons who shout, point, and yell, and she just smiles and waves. And
speaking of things you might smile and wave at,
Vaginas?
Yeah.
Oh, wink. We're gonna... Snap your fingers. Point at.
Hey.
Hey, you.
We will share the article as we always do, but there is now a vagina museum in, I believe it was Northwest London.
Camden, of course, I believe.
The UK. Not as maybe uptight as we thought, although probably some uptight ones on display in there. This is a museum all about the human vagina.
The vag.
Oof, I don't like that.
You did. You had nut.
Yeah.
Nutting on this show a week ago.
Yeah, no, it's, and man, we've gotten some, people are loving that show.
Yeah, of course they are. No nutting. Nutting.
Just random tweets out of nowhere that I'm, you know, if I'm not really paying attention to it, but it's just a tweet from like whatever guy that's like, I made it 3 days. All right.
Well, that a boy.
Thanks
all
for
right.
weighing
all
in.
All right. I appreciate that. Keep sending those.
And sometimes it takes a second. Well, if you're still alive, right? If you've made it this far into No Nut November, but yeah, you're kind of like 3 days to what? Oh, all right. So
he sent a picture along of his very satisfied face.
Relieved. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad it's his face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but the vagina. Let's talk about the vagina, Matt.
The Vagina Museum, apparently celebrating the human anatomy, supposed to make you more...
The gynecological wonder.
Great word.
Yes.
It's a wonder. It's a thing, man. And
you
I guess
about
we're
Eugene Levy describing it as a tropical plant. I don't quite understand all of its intricacies. But what I do know is do not go straight at it. Charm it. Go at it from the backside. It's less protected there.
So, of course, in the comments.
Not in the article, just for the
I think this was The Guardian. I could be wrong. But
It is The Guardian.
All kinds of comments underneath, like, you know, how many of us can fit in this museum at once, or there's a huge lineup for this, or it's a little tight, or why does it stink in here, or all kinds of.
Oh, see, these people. Come now, people.
A lot of people having a good time with the thought of the vaginal museum.
So, but the idea is, as Matt has indicated, was it's to dispel...
Yeah.
Some of the myths, or to sort of normalize human body parts.
Yeah.
And so the Vagina Museum is sort of a first step in. Next up is going to be the Anus Museum. Oof. Next up is going to be the knees, because everyone knows my knees. Nobody's knees look really good.
No, it's true. There's no such thing as a good looking knee.
Right. And so if you compare the vagina to the penis...
And who doesn't?
I much prefer the vagina to the penis, to be honest with you.
Everything's tucked away all nice. It's
self-contained.
Yeah. Whereas self-cleaning.
And
No,
that's not self-cleaning.
Yeah.
But the penis is like blat. It's all
here it is.
There it is. Well, that's a sound, right? Yeah, and you go and the penis is, well, I do not crave it in any way.
Good to get that out of the way, I guess.
It can be horribly unattractive, I think.
Well, when paired with blah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well, it's like out of a Mad magazine.
There's a great, I think it's that 70s show, I can't even remember, where someone had found a Cosmo and it was showing the you know, from a medical sense, the vagina, right? And it's like, I was looking at it, it's like a map of Six Flags. How do you even know what's going on in there?
I can never hope to cover this in one day.
So... yeah. And the woman who has started this thing, I guess one of the things that was to be acknowledged or normalized or whatever was discharge. And there's a pair of my panties
over
here. Yeah. With a certain, you're like, yeah.
Well, and the thing that is most disconcerting for the male who is squeamish.
Well, it's half the appeal is to bring the male in, help him understand.
Well, when you are greeted by a human-sized tampon.
Yeah, yeah.
With menstrual cups on either side.
Have you ever been sent in to buy tampons?
Of course.
Why do men find that to be such a horrifying experience?
Well,
No one thinks it's for you.
No one thinks
it's... Yeah. Like, who cares? But
agree.
It seems to be a thing, right? That Oh, no, I couldn't go. And
But it comes down to, I'm going to fuck this up.
I'm going to get the wrong tampon.
I am absolutely going to bring back the wrong thing.
But there seems to be an embarrassment or a...
I don't care about that. No, exactly. I think you probably know that about me. No. I'm not an entire... I have no issues.
Walking out drumming on them.
Yeah, exactly. Flip them in the air. But the concept of if again, all those commercials for either panty liners or you know, is the fluid is blue in color.
Yeah. And it's not.
Well, this is it, right? And you're like, well, we have to do that because we don't want to draw any direct comparisons.
Right.
Right. That'll freak a bunch of people out.
Is there something to be said for how open society has become, or are there certain things that it's just okay that aren't out in the public and that we aren't, you know, like the vagina museum? Like, is this really going to be something that stands the...
Of course it will.
Long term.
Its sister museum is here in Shawinigan. It's the Canoe Museum.
Little man in the canoe anyway.
Yeah, fuck.
When you wear a beaver canoe... You wear the wilderness. Yeah. Of course it will stand the test of time.
No, this isn't going to become like the Louvre or...
We
won't be horrified after the next World War when someone bombs the Vagina Museum.
it comes down to, as you say, it's the understanding. And Lord knows, all you ladies out there, if you haven't already snapped off the radio by now... Yeah, most guys could use a heavy
education
in the vagina and the wonders of it. As you said to me, and I think it was quite understandable, and we've all gone through it. You know, the whole female orgasm and how it's achieved.
And speaking of myths,
and you saying one of the nuggets you got was stay away from the hole. Like that's if you have.
Who offers up such sage advice?
Well, all I'm saying is it's spot on. You're like, well, you can cram all you want in there, but it's nothing. It's not going to help.
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
And how many guys go, what? There's this thing just
the little man in the boat. Under the canoe, under the hood.
You're like, what is going on here? This is crazy voodoo.
You're going to save yourself a lot of time. You're going to be way more popular.
For sure,
as soon as you figure it out.
And the earlier the better.
For sure. Will we soon see the scrotal museum?
Well, the thing is the scrotum is very unattractive. Okay. And it's, as I said, people talking about...
Not all vaginas are attractive.
We've all been in high school and we've all had some guy saying, I want to be a gynecologist when I grow up. And you're like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
You may like the idea of looking at vaginas, but the only ones you're going to see are angry...
Ones that are not well.
Exactly. You don't want to see those.
And it's like a mechanic, right? He doesn't want to come home from work and fix his own car. Like, no.
This is it.
Oh, my God. You've stared at that all day. Well, you're not coming home to another one.
You'd love to know how much sex a gynecologist really has.
Exactly.
Forget it.
I'm done with that for the day.
That's exactly right. I'll see you later. Or how many gay gynecologists there really are.
Oh, interesting.
Ah.
But what that is interesting. Like, what motivates you to become anything, really? I'm a doctor and I want to focus on the foot, right? Like, I'm a whatever. That's what I work on is...
Podiatrist.
Yeah, okay. Why did you choose that? Or, you know, were your grades so low that was the area that was left for you? I don't understand how people choose to specialize. If you're gay, would you... ever choose to specialize in that?
I think you'd be the best at that.
Probably.
Removed from it. And you'd just be like, hey, I see what you
and
got
your patients,
there.
In theory, would be more comfortable. I guess you don't always...
They won't know that
you're gay. It's true.
Nobody's wearing a hat that says, you'll walk I'm in your doctor's office
and have them go, I'm straight.
Yeah. I'm comforted by the fact that you're not openly gawking at my business.
Gawking?
Yes.
Makes it sound huge.
Yes. It's the Grand Canyon. I'm like, I don't have enough peripheral vision for all of this.
Yeesh. Oh, boy.
In terms of the scrotum.
The scrotal museum.
And yes, the bangers and mash. It's not honestly, maybe...
It's not about being attractive. It's about being educated.
Maybe in all of its majesty when it's erect. Maybe, perhaps, at that point.
The erect,
but you got those ones where, why is yours a slightly different color? Why
that one's hanging a little lower.
Why do you have hair halfway up the shaft? These are all very disconcerting. I am not entirely sure what's happening over there.
It's not the scrotum museum anymore.
No, but nobody's really looking at just the scrotum.
Just hanging brain out there. Take a look, everybody. We went to different high schools, I think. People just walking around. Here you go. Check that out.
We did go to different high schools. That's absolutely...
I can't believe that mine was lower class than Peterborough, but there we are. That's Audio Whiplash for another week. We're at facebook.com/tallcanaudio, at tallcanaudio on Twitter and Instagram. We will have...
pictures of lasagna.
Yeah, on the Instagram at tallcanaudio. So make sure you give us a follow over there. We'll wind this one down and catch you on the next one.
See ya!
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tallcan Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tallcan Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.